Oh hi, it's Mac, it's McColgan here on Audio Boo, and yes, I'm in the park, heading up the burn, down the burn, whatever you want to call it, and it's extremely wild, as you can probably hear with that wind. Burn's well up, and the pathways are halfway flooded. Anyway, there's been a wee stream the past couple of days, two or three days, kicked off by Phil Sorrell, who is a daylight gambler, on past employment, you know, not your main employment, things that you maybe did in between what we call proper jobs. Although some may consider that sandwich making is a proper job. I don't think Phil did. And anyway, he didn't make any. But I think Phil kicked this wee storyline off, and then it was taken up by Paul O'Mahony at O'Mahony Blog, telling us about he's bottled the place he worked in. I can't remember if it was London. I think it was London, many, many years ago, in a bottling plant or some kind of plant, juice or pop, whatever you want to call it. Paul had great excitement breaking the bottles. Imagine getting paid for smashing glass bottles. And then Bernie Goldbach took it up after that. He told us all about his time flying. Always love to hear about Bernie and his flying career. You know, it's just to me anyway, it's this magical thing about being a pilot and flying fighters or bombers or civilian aircraft. There's just something fantastic about that. I was too short, they wouldn't accept me, apart from being a bit of a dough brain. But anyway, so I thought I'd take it up. And although being an electrical engineer all my days, and I never ever left the electrical trade as such, at one point in 1973, the colliery, local colliery here in Bathgate, Eastern Colliery, where I served my apprenticeship, I became a journeyman in 1971, and a year later an electrical technician, and that was in 72. And in 73 the colliery closed. So I didn't get much time out of that. So I was betwixt jobs, as they say. I could have went to another colliery I was offered, but I really didn't want to go to another one. I loved where I was, and too many not so nice stories about the big one that was left up in Whitburn, the Polkemmet Colliery. I didn't like the stories that was coming back from it, so I thought I'd bail out of colliery work, try something else. So for about 6 months I worked again here in Bathgate in a small industrial factory, and I was there for 6 months, and then following that while I was waiting to get back into proper employment, as I call it, in the electrical engineering and heavy industrial side of things, I took a job with a contracting firm. It was actually just one guy that run it, and it was housing. And I have to tell you that housing is horrific. Wiring houses is horrific. Apart from the fact you could literally take a guy, anyone from the street who had a bit of savvy at all, and tutor them up for 3 months, 6 months max, and walk away and leave them, and they will wire houses. No problem at all. It's, as I say, it's kind of donkey work to me. What made it even worse was when I first started with the guy, where he put me. And he put me on a site out in the nearby town of Livingston, which was, well, mostly just being created at the time. So he put me on a site called Knightsridge. I still have nightmares about Knightsridge, and I still hate if I ever have to drive through it, because I'll drive past areas where I did work, and that'll just bring back all those memories about horrible times. What made it worse was that I started there in the winter, a winter of discontent. And basically what happened was that it was a corporation, local corporation housing, which are to the highest standards, by the way. Best built houses ever, because all the private contractors all want to save money at every corner. But corporation brick built, solid built, brick dividing walls, brick and plaster, and that meant metal conduit runs. And I started in the winter, and the first time on the site, and by the way, when you go to these sites, you're staying in a bothy, a shared bothy with joiners and brickies and plasterers and whatever else. And it was a weird experience for me coming from the cosiness of a colliery. Trust me, a colliery is, you know, it's heaven compared to, even with all the dangerous conditions, it's heaven to a building site in the middle of the winter. So anyway, sharing the bothy wasn't a bad thing, to be honest. They always had a brazier going. That's not a ladies thing, it's an open burner, and you could always get hot tea. But virtually the first day I started there, I was taken in hand by the lead hand who was on the job, and he said, grab those lengths of conduit, come with me. And I did, I grabbed them up barehanded, and it was a frosty morning, and I had to tuck these all the way down to the first house, and he says, right, chuck them down there, and then I'll show you what he's done. So I chucked them down, and the skin off my hands went with them. Yes, it literally did. It tore the skin from various parts of my palms of my hand, and I was in agony the rest of the day, and I had to go and beg someone to give me a pair of gloves so I could continue working. But how do you do electrical work with gloves? Okay, doing conduit, yes, but wiring, no. So my first day was not a good experience. The rest of that winter was basically that, treading up to your knees in snow, in slush, in freezing conditions, going into houses. Houses are done in three stages. The roughing, if you like, then I'm trying to remember what they call the first finish, if you like, and then second finish, which is the final finish. And the final finish is when you actually put the light switches and the sockets on the wall and all the nice wee things. But the roughing is a job that keeps you fit and build up a sweat, because you're having to wriggle walls. And when at that time, we didn't have power tools to do that. It was all done by hand. So many a severely swollen and bruised thumb when you missed the end of your stone chisel. So it was a horrific time, and I would come back, and I used to hide a lot of things from Mary at that point. You know, she would ask how the work was going, and well, apart from being on severely dropped wages compared to the colliery, the conditions were horrific, but I didn't want to come back and burden her with that. But I literally felt like greeting, as they say, to get off this job. I hated it with a vengeance. I wasn't meant for it. I wasn't born into contracting. Some contracting boys started their time in that at 14, 15, 16 year old, and just learnt the ropes as they went along. And so they were hardened to all these conditions. Me, as I said, I came from the relative comfort of a colliery, and chucked in at the deep end, literally, into deep snow and frozen slush. And apart from that, in your roughing stages, there was no doors, no windows on anywhere. So you would be in a house with a howling gale, the snow driving in, or the rain driving in. And you had to find a corner somewhere, a wee nook inside a house, to get yourself cosied away from the elements, to have your tea, get your flask of hot tea out, and sit there and freeze your butt off, literally. So I survived that through the winter, and by the end of the winter I had managed to get back into industry with British Steel through an Airdrie. But I have to say that although I didn't come out my trade, this electrical contracting housing in brackets is one horrendous job, which I would never advocate to anyone taking up unless you really don't want to learn any real electrical work or learn any real conducive skills, in other words, to use your brain. I hated it with an utter vengeance, and I would never ever... I never did do it again, but then I never did have cause to do it again, which was... I always thank the Lord for that, for keeping me in within the heavy industry sector. So, yes... It paid wages for those 6 or 7 months, and it kept me employed. It got me out of the house, which no doubt Mary was happy about. But believe me, Phil or Bernie or Paul gladly I would have swapped your positions, making up sandwiches in minus 2 or 2 or 0 degrees, no bother to me, Phil. And smashing bottles for a living. God. Oh, I think I'd take that up tomorrow if I was going back at the employment. But how about flying those jets and bombers? Oh, my God. How about chucking broken bottles out of a bomber onto people making sandwiches? There you go, the ultimate job. There you go. A very, very bleak period in my life, my electrical life, if you like, and one that I've only remembered all these things simply because of this theme, this stream that's going at the moment. Trust me, I tried to burn it away a long, long while ago, and that was apart from the fact that the owner of the company was one tight, mean sod of a man. Battles every week for your wages. Extras, yes, you're supposed to get paid extras. As far as he's concerned, he would manipulate the numbers, or he'd manipulate the times. He would manipulate something so every week you were back in his office querying your wages because you were short every week. Not good times, not good times. And also a ruthless sector, by the way. So, not a nice place to go. Okay, rambled long enough on that one, haven't I? Thanks for listening. And bye for now. And apologies, by the way, to everyone if there's been a little wind noise. I've done my best to muffle it, but it's really, really windy. Bye for now.